It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot, and this is your host, Charan Bir Mahal from INDTV USA. If you happen to be listening to our show on the San Jose Sharks app, you can also check out the videos on Comcast Roku or just search for INDTV USA in social media. Well, today we bring you another back-to-back matinee matchup where the San Jose Sharks take on the Arizona Coyotes, who are currently in the seventh spot in the Central Division with 69 points, while the Sharks are holding steady to that last position in the Pacific Division and in the league with 44 points. They still have that 7-point cushion from the Blackhawks because Blackhawks also won their last matchup. But Sharks haven't quite clinched that bottom spot just yet, as there are still 6 more games left in the season. Today is the third and the final matchup between these two teams. Sharks lost the first two matchups, the first game 1-0 and the second one 5-2. So today Sharks are looking to prevent that sweep. Now with that, on the top line today is expected to be William Eklund with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. On the second line, Justin Bailey, Lou Cunning, and Colin Graf. In the third line is Philip Zadina, Jack Stutnika with Thomas Borlo. And on the fourth line is Jacob McDonald, Nico Sturm, and Ryan Carpenter. Carpenter came in replacing Costin. In the defense is Mario Ferraro with Jan Ruta, Mark Edward Vlasic with Kalen Edison, and Henry Thrun with Kyle Burrows. In the net today is going to be McKenzie. Now let's go to the fans and see what they think. What do you think about the matchup for the Sharks? You think Sharks are going to win here?
Well, after yesterday being so exciting, I'm hoping that all the excitement it didn't get spent last night. But the Coyotes is a pretty decent matchup. I think they got a good shot.
What do you think the score might be?
Oh gosh, let's go with last night's score, 3-2. But not in overtime. This time they want to win in regulation.
Regulation, so you agree with that?
Yes, she knows more than I do.
So do you have any favorite player in the Sharks?
They got rid of him, so no more. It was Pavelski.
Yeah, everybody loves
him. They traded him.
So yeah, but you know, that's what happens in sports. So, but you still come out and support your team.
Well, in some ways, if you really like them, and you know, they're on to sort of better situation for both of them, actually.
Yes, so yeah.
And so, you know, Sharks had a back-to-back game. Some of the Coyotes think they're going to run out of energy here today. What do you think?
Well, we're young, so I'm going to count on the young legs and young lungs to pull us through.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. That's, you know, the one upside of the rebuild is it is a lot of youth. So hopefully that will carry the day on a back-to-back.
Were you happy that yesterday's game was a lot of youth and, you know, most of the youth contributed even with the assists, and even Borlo had that little shot off the generator. So it felt like a youth game yesterday, didn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if that's a glimpse of the future, it should be fun, hopefully.
It can only get better from here.
Absolutely.
All right. So any prediction for the score?
I'm going to go with 3-2, the expert.
You're going to go with 3-2 it is. Yeah. But regulation?
Regulation, Sharks win.
All right.
I've never been to a loss yet, what? So... No.
You must not have gone to any games yet. No, just kidding.
Just a few. But they haven't.
But you hit the win.
They've won. So I'm going to
see. Well, that was March 9th was the last one I remember. There was one more after that.
I think it was March 9th was probably the last one I went to.
Thanks.
Go Sharks!
So what do you think about the game today?
I think the Sharks might pull one off here.
You agree with that?
Yes.
But, you know, it's a back-to-back game, and yeah, the Coyotes have been doing well lately. They just beat the Vegas Knights the other night, so what do you think?
I think the Sharks will pull through and win it.
So what do you think?
We were here last night. They played a great game all the way around, and we're looking forward to another great game all the way around tonight with the Sharks victory.
So you think they're going to be able to bring that energy from last from yesterday afternoon?
I hope so. We'll see. They're going to give their best.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They did a great job, and I expect another one today.
Are you excited to see some of the youngsters like yesterday? They really stood out, of course, Eklund.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And how do you think this whole changeover is going for the Sharks?
I think it's going well. It takes a little bit of time before they all become a good, solid team. Yep.
Are you excited about some of the prospects that Sharks have now?
Absolutely.
And maybe one more this offseason here?
Absolutely.
What do you think the score is going to be?
10-0! Woohoo!
Oh, no.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. 2-1.
No. 3-4.
Yeah, you want taco, right?
When?
You want tacos, right? You knew about the tacos.
Yes.
You agree with her about the
score? Sure.
Do you have any favorite player?
Yes.
No favorite player.
I do. 72 and the goalie.
Eklund. So he scored a hat trick yesterday. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Is he going to do it again today?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Probably not likely, but he's on the top line, so let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And
it'll
so do you get.
It'll be the first back to back win, right? Of the season? Will it be the first back to back
win? Last win was what, like a month and a half ago? I don't remember.
So I think it'll be the first back to back win.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think March and April, we only have, what, 2 wins so far. So.
Yeah.
So you agree with the back-to-back?
We're going for a back-to-back.
Back-to-back. And, you know, Coyotes could sweep the Sharks here, you know, in a 3-game series. We lost 2. So they would shut us out once. But what do you think?
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Sounds good.
Go Sharks! Woo-hoo!
On the very first shift of the game by Henry Thrun, he tried to clear the puck by bouncing it off the glass, but it ended up going over the glass and he headed straight to the penalty box. Even the refs were a little confused. They had to have a little discussion whether anyone touched the stick or not, but Henry knew and he just went straight to the box. And on the power play, Lawson Cross got the pass on the inside of that left circle and he just snapped a shot to the far side and made it 1-0 Arizona.
Arizona, Logan Cooley, the rookie, number 92 with the puck, working on the perimeter, sends it cross ice, Michelli there, he'll cut back toward the net, the one-timer, and they score, Lawson Kraus, it will be a power play goal, 1-0 Arizona.
Well, just 30 seconds later, the Sharks drew a penalty of their own. Coach David Quinn showing some confidence for Henry, put Henry Thrun right back on that power play. And eventually, Henry Thrun had the puck high in the slot, and he just ripped a bomb of a slap shot that ended up in the Arizona net through some screen in the front and tied the game at 1.
Here's Granlund for Thrun. He scores! The power play stays hot. Henry Thrun ties it at 1. Here's Granlund for Thrun. He scores! The power play stays hot. Henry Thrun ties it at 1.
Past the halfway through that first period, Liam O'Brien took a shot on goal. McKenzie made the save, but there was some commotion in front of the net. But puck ended up trickling through the 5-hole on McKenzie and just slid over that red line and made it 2-1 Arizona. That's how the first period ended. And the Sharks were outshot 10-7 in that period.
To stay with it. Now Perfoot gets it ahead for Carconi. Carconi now in front. He's got Liam O'Brien. Blackwood there. Puck loose. And Perfoot pokes it home. And the Coyotes take the lead again.
Well, just past the 11-minute mark in the second period, Luke Cunning laid a huge hit on Travis Dermott on the backboards, and then he made it back to in front of the net, and that's where he got a great pass from Henry Thrun from behind the goal line, and he just did a quick release on a wrister, put it in the net, and tied the game at 2.
The turnover created. Kraus, the pass, and Borlo's shot is stopped.
Heavy play by Cunning behind the net.
Chance in front, and Luke Cunning ties the game. The turnover created. Kraft, the pass, and Borlo's shot is stopped.
Heavy play by Cunning behind the net.
Chance in front, and Luke Cunning ties the game.
The Sharks started the third period with the game tied at two, and just about 5 minutes into that period, Gunther got a pass in the slot, in the mid slot. He took the pass on his backhand, quickly moved it to his forehand, and sniped a shot in the net and made it 3-2 Arizona.
Kraus trying to get into the Shark zone. One hands it over to Dermott, and there's a goal by Dylan Gunther.
With just about 6 minutes left in the game, Clayton Keller got a drop pass on top of that left circle, and he beat McKenzie with a slap shot, and that really deflated the Sharks. That put Arizona up on a 4-2 lead.
And then a whole lot more. And Schmaltz drops it, and they score! Clayton Keller gets his point. It's a goal to make it 4-2. He's now got points in 11 in a row.
And with just over 3 minutes left in the game, Sharks had pulled their goalie out, actually almost about 4.5 minutes before the game was over. And eventually Schmaltz got that empty netter goal and made it final score 5-2 Arizona.
Still out there. And now the Sharks come in. Stanika has it poked away by Durzi. An empty netter here, and this one goes in. Nick Schmaltz, and he'll put this one away, 5-2.
Well, Luke Cunning has been playing some grit hockey lately. He even got a goal today, and that goal really started with his huge hit on the backboards. And later, he was also wise not to drop the glove when they tried to retaliate for the goal because the game was tied at two, and the Sharks had all the momentum.
Luke, obviously the result wasn't what you guys wanted, but there's been just the last few games, your leadership and just, you know, getting in and creating energy for the guys and with the goal today. What can you say about what you've done for the team the last few games?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to talk about me. I think as a group, I think we've done, you know, a better job of, you know, competing together, doing, you know, things as a five-man unit. Obviously, tonight wasn't the best in a lot of areas, but, you know, After last game, I thought there were some glimpses of it here tonight. Just got to do that more times than not.
You've played both games with Colin Graf. What have you seen from him for his first two NHL games?
Yeah, he's good. You can tell he's a smart player. Can make plays. He found me there early in the slot. You know, he's young. It takes time. But two games, he's done a great job. Fun to play with.
Expect Brown to take a run at you there after that hit on Dermott.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not trying to hit anyone from behind, just kind of trying to play physical. You know, that's kind of part of it, I guess. Now you hit someone, they go down, you kind of got to answer. Didn't really feel like that one warranted that. But I get it. It's part of the game. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
What did you see in the third period? I know you guys don't want to use it as an excuse. Maybe some fatigue set in a little bit there.
I don't think so. Just maybe a little too slow, not sharp enough all over the ice in all three zones, not crisp enough, turning pucks over, not making the right plays when they're there. And we got to do a better job in all three zones. Full 60 for us to have success. We know that. We know the recipe for us to have success, and it wasn't there tonight.
Why did you choose not to engage or drop the gloves with Brown? Is it just a kind of a time and place thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to fight every night. I think time and a place. Didn't really, like I said, see a reason, and yeah.
And with the game tied at two, there's no motivation to do that there, give them any energy there.
Yeah, I thought we had, you know, some good momentum. We scored. You know, we were feeling good about our game. Like I said, I'm not looking for it. You know, when you play physical, you play hard. Those things are going to happen. Yeah.
So yeah, playing physical, your goal is a direct result of you finishing a check off the boards and then getting in the right place at the right time there and right in front of the crease.
Yeah, for sure. Good play by Graffer and Thrawner there to find me, and yeah.
Henry Thrun had that early first shift penalty, but he sure made up for that one when he was on the power play right after that. Overall, Henry has been getting a lot more ice time, and he's spending a lot more time on the power play.
We've just seen that third period there. There just could be a couple of mistakes here and there.
Yeah, I think we just came out kind of flat, which you can't do in this league. I thought we played a pretty good first and second, enough to keep ourselves in the game. And then the third, whether it was a back-to-back or we just weren't dialed in, we kind of let off the gas, and that's what's going to happen.
I was just going to say, I mean, yesterday was such an emotional win. Did that maybe some fatigue set in a little bit today at all?
Maybe, yeah. I think, as you mentioned yesterday, you know, it was a high-emotion game. And a lot of guys are, you know, really invested in the game. So I think, as I said, the start of the game today, I think we did enough to keep ourselves in the game. But I think it was just really flat in the third period.
For yourself, on the power play, is it, you know, how is it different now this time around on power play as opposed to, say, like in beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something that the power play is something I've always done throughout my career, and something I hope to continue to do in pro. So for me, it's something that I'm just trying to get in a groove with it. And I think throughout the year, both on the power play and just my season's sort of been put in different situations. And I think that throughout the night tonight, I got a little more comfortable and holding on a couple more pucks. So it's something that's, I think I'm doing a decent job with it now. There's still, I think, room for improvement, but it's something that I hope to continue to do.
For yourself, obviously, you know, down and up this season a little bit, thrust into kind of a higher role. How would you describe where your game's at right now this late into the season?
Yeah, I think I've liked my last couple of games. I think that you know, I had a good start when I came back up, put some good hockey together, and then I think when I came back from injury, I think I had a little bit of a stretch where I just got into bad habits where probably wasn't being as assertive as I could, just which is something that you know, that happens, and that's part of being a pro, just trying to learn, work through that. And I felt that the past couple of games I've done a good job sort of moving past that. And it's something that, you know, I've been pretty happy with, and I think it's something that any pro is going to go through. So I've been happy with where I'm at recently.
Henry, on that first shift penalty, it seemed like refs were a little confused. What was that all about?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I mean, I saw the puck go right out. So for me, I've never seen a ref overturn a call, and I'm not one to get in a ref's ear. So I didn't see any reason to try to play it off or do anything else.
What can you say about Luke Cunningham and just his leadership and what he means to the younger players in this room?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything, especially with Tommy being gone and Cooch, not being as present as we're used to. Cunningham's really stepped up in that role, and I mean, you see it every night. I mean, there's no lie in the position we're in right now. These games, it's not like we're trying to get in the playoff spot. So, I mean, for him to show up every night, check. Score goals, fight. It's something that I look to add some of that in my game, and I think a lot of guys on our team should, because it's something that you really can't put a value on it.
How good did it feel to get that power play goal with the shot that you had from the point like that?
Yeah, it's nice. Obviously, it's always good to see the puck go in the net. But for me, I think, you know, playmaking is probably 50% of my game. I think this year, probably hasn't been as much as that as I would like, just given sort of the circumstances with where we're at, but that's okay, and I think there's other areas that I've gotten to focus on, so yeah, it's always nice to see the puck go in that.
Henry, how are you feeling physically right now? You have 76 5 teams so far, more than you played before, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, no, I feel good, honestly. I think, you know, just the way my season's progressed, as I mentioned earlier, it's sort of been segmented where, you know, yeah, you get a taste at the start of the year, make the team out of camp, and then put together a 20-game stint with the Barracuda, you know, come back up, and then we have a Christmas break, and then, you know, put another 15 games together, and then All-Star break. And then since then, it's kind of been a sprint. So I've honestly have felt pretty fresh, and I think that these last stretch since the All-Star break is something that's probably been the longest stretch I've had throughout the year in any league. So as I mentioned, that might have been part with why I had to think of a little lull with some of my play for a handful of games. But I think it's, as I said, it's part of being a pro and kind of learning to grind through that, and I'm kind of happy where I'm at right now.
The result is the key, of course, but how cool is it that you get to play with Colin Grass, someone that you know for so long, and also you know, for his first NHL point tonight, too?
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, he's someone that I've skated with since we were probably, you know, 8, 9 years old. So he's someone that he's always been a good player, and when we got to college, he really took off. So I was super happy for him. We didn't really know in the moment if he was going to get credited with the assist or not. So we were happy to see that that go up on the video board. So it's a cool moment. You know, congratulations to him. I'm sure him and his family are very happy about it.
True, he was only like 5'8" and was a junior in high school or something like that.
Yeah, he. 5'8" might even be like a stretch. He was. He was always a good player, but he was one of those guys you remember as being like, oh, that's the small kid. He was a year younger, and he actually played up, I think, with our age group, just in different tournaments and at various times. But even when he was small, he was always a pretty crafty player. And then when he got to college, when he was with Union, he was pretty much a good chunk of their team. He was a star for them, and then when he got to Quinnipiac, I think he got surrounded with better players and was really able to thrive.
Well, the media had requested for Kalen Edison for the post-game interview because just over 10 minutes left in the game, he got another game misconduct, and he was gone for the rest of the game. So everybody wanted to know what's happening. These are two back-to-back games with the game misconduct. But he wasn't there, so Granlund actually came in his place. So he was trying to answer that on what happened.
And then obviously for you, a point streak here and the offense keeps running. What has it been like just, you know, for your the consistency of your season, but just maybe not getting the results as a team?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you want to win, but obviously it hasn't been an easy season for us as a team. Obviously we all know where we are as an organization right now. But you always want to win, obviously. Just gonna get the job done again tonight, but there's a few more to go, and let's try to get some wins.
You've played with Luke Cunningham before, and you guys are both together. We're getting the assistant captains and odds. What can you say about his leadership the last few days? Was fighting big hits, scoring goals tonight.
He brings that every single night. I mean, I've known him. This is third team with him. We were in Minnesota, in Nashville, now here. I mean, he's an absolute team guy. I love the guy. Everybody loves him. What he brings that physicality. He does the right things on the ice all the time. You know, that's what you need. And this type of guys, I think this organization needs as well.
Kyle, as a leader on this team, what can you say about Kalen, you know, 2 games in a row with 10-minute misconducts there?
I don't really know what happened there, but obviously we want him on the ice. But you know, things like that happens every once in a while. You know, there's a lot of emotion out there, and you know, refs, they make their calls, I guess. So you know, things like that happens. But obviously, we would like him on the ice.
Is that something you feel like you have to, you know, maybe talk with him about, or just, you know, maybe control his emotions, or not something that needs to be addressed, in your opinion?
He's a smart guy. I'm sure he knows.
Kyle, I mean, yesterday was such an emotional win. You know, I think some fatigue set in today a little bit. Maybe some of the young guys, too, or I just see that third period, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's fatigue. I mean, you play these back-to-backs a lot of times. You know, it's... You just gotta find it's more mentally, like, not giving up that goal. And, you know, obviously we gave up the goal, and then we were playing behind again. So, you know, learning curves and you know, gotta be tougher mentally. But, you know, this is what it is right now. And, you know, let's learn from this and move on.
One thing that David says about Luke is that in terms of just his sort of his leadership is that he's been the same way his whole life. Of course, you've played with him on 3 teams. And so has he like grown up and matured, or has he been just sort of that same team guy, same, you know, always willing to stand up, fight, all those kind of things from, you know, the beginning since you've known him?
Yeah, from the beginning I've known him. He hasn't changed a bit. He's ultimate team guy. like I said, inside the locker room, every single person loves him, what he does for the team and what type of person he is. So I have nothing but utmost respect for him. And, you know, you love to have those type of guys in your team.
Well, Coach David Quinn saw a lot of good things from the Sharks, especially in the first and second period. But it's a back-to-back game, and that another coming from behind attempt in the third period just wasn't successful, and the Sharks just ran out of road.
David, obviously, you know, the third period was what it was, kind of back to what we saw a few games ago. What can you talk about the performance of the game today for the Sharks?
Well, I liked the first two periods. And then I actually liked our first 4.5 minutes of the third. I thought their first shot and first scoring chance goes in, and then we just really unraveled a little bit. And disappointing, because I thought we were doing a lot of good things and, you know, just weren't able to get the third goal. And then, you know, for them to get it that easily was disappointing. And I thought we didn't stick with it after that.
Another quick hook for Addison. What happened on this one?
We'll talk about that later.
Is that something that you have to talk with him about? Yes. About controlling his emotions?
Yeah.
Worried, David, that he's just not going to get the benefit of the doubt with the officials, and that trust maybe is going away.
I have no idea.
You mentioned again, Luke Cunningham. Again, I mean, every night, and this time he scores a goal, and Granlund just said he's, you know, it's one of the guys you want to have on this team. What more can you say about him?
Especially.
Well, listen, yeah, I mean, again, you know, his physicality impacts the game. He gets a goal. Just another great performance by him, and you know.
Do you like to with Luke that you know, Brown wants him to fight, but you know, time and place there, it's tied 2-2. That, you know, Luke has some sort of.
I don't want him fighting every time. And I don't want, you know. I mean, listen, it was a hard hit. He's not fighting O'Brien, right? Like, enough's enough. So, just keep playing hard. And do what he's doing. He's playing really good hockey.
You had a little extra time for Graf today, and then you had him on that 6-on-5 at the end. What are your thoughts of him today?
I liked his game. Again, I thought he created some offense for us. He's real poised with the puck. Set up Cunny for a great opportunity in the first period. You know, there's a lot of poise in his game, and when the puck's on his stick, good things have been happening.
You kept Henry thrown on the first power play unit. Did you just like what you saw? And then he converted on it. So
yeah, I liked what I saw from yesterday, so we kept him there.
Speaking of the power play unit, when you see a shot going from the point like that, you'd like to see more of that? You wish you guys did more of that?
Yes. Way more shooting would be nice.
How much has he grown as a power play quarterback from the beginning of the season?
Well, I think his overall game's grown, period, but I also think that element of it, I think there's more of a comfort level for him. He's not overwhelmed or intimidated by it, so it's good to see.
Do you have any issues with what happened there behind the net with Brown? He took off his gloves and started throwing hands at anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why you got the penalty, right? I mean, he's just kind of, they're pissed off about the hit and the goal, and that's how they respond, which is hockey. That's hockey.
Yesterday was such an emotional win for you guys. Did some of the players on the team maybe have to learn to park that and move on, kind of thing, and not let, you know, some of the, maybe not let fatigue get into.
I thought we did that. I mean, I, you know, if you're referring to Addison's.
Well, just the third period time, maybe that.
I mean, we started the period well. I mean, I really liked the first 5 minutes, and then they scored, and you know, we just kind of got unraveled, you know, and I think it wasn't anything emotionally. I think we just didn't, you know, we got deflated easily because I thought we were having zone time, and I don't know if we had any chances, but it felt like we were going to, you know, we were coming and hemming them in a little bit, and then they, boom, they get a goal that easily, and that kind of deflated us because, listen, and we all know this, we have trouble scoring. Offense is hard to come by for us, so when you give up a goal like that, it can be deflating.
Was it disappointing that particular goal that, started off actually with a pretty good defensive play, the puck sort of there, right? And then, and then leads, but eventually puck watching, and then
yes,
there you go.
Leads, right? To a chance, you know, and, you know, we think we have it, so we cheat a little bit on the other side of it, and we just get on the wrong side of it. And, you know, that cost us.
Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in faceoffs 55% to 45%, block shots 13 to 12, and takeaways 9 to 5, while the Coyotes led in shots 28 to 27, hits 13-7 and giveaways 11-8. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star is from the Coyotes, and that's Lawson Crouse, who had one goal and one assist. The second star from the San Jose Sharks is Henry Thrun, who also had one goal and one assist. And the third star tonight is from the San Jose Shark is Luke Cunning, who had one goal and he was plus one. If you happen to be listening to our show on the San Jose Sharks audio network, you can also check out the videos on Comcast Roku or just search by INDTV USA in social media. We will see you again on Tuesday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Calgary Flames right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching, and for those of you listening to our show on the Sharks app, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.